Half a million people in Los Angeles have downloaded the Shake Alert LA app. So how'd it work in the last big earthquake there? Now, technically just fine, but even people in Ridgecrest say they didn't get a warning.
If you're really, really close to the earthquake itself, you'll still get an alert. You always will get an alert, but the challenge is that you may get that alert after the shaking is over because of your distance. The system itself doesn't have enough time to send out the alert because you're right on top of the earthquake.
Robert DeGroots, USGS Shake Alert National Coordinator. He says a much better version is coming to the Bay Area. In fact,
Shake Alert is already up and running in the Bay Area, actually throughout the three West Coast states where Shake Alert is being implemented in California, Oregon, and Washington. It's currently being used in the Bay Area by BART to slow down trains when shake alerts are issued.
In a couple of earthquake-prone countries, these apps in use are already very popular with the public. In Japan, users can set the magnitude at which they want to be alerted. That option not available on Shake Alert LA or My Shake, which is coming to the Bay Area.
The ability to change things on the user end currently, that's not able to happen. So there's no user selectivity.
That said,
the Bay Area, much like Southern California, are really at a place with Shake Alert where they're ready to go.
Could be up and running in a matter of months. In Mexico, $5 a year buys an app that will alert you of anything magnitude 3 or more. Jim Taylor, KCBS.